Do the Pledge of Allegiance, folks, if you don't mind. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Franzi?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
First item on the agenda is New Jersey American Order Donation presentation.
I know Mr. Watts is here with another gentleman. Come on down. Want to start it off? Yeah, tell them a little bit about what happened
sure.
And your company and what you're doing.
Sure. So, got a giant check here because every year in New Jersey American Water at the New Jersey Conference of Mayors, we raffle off three prizes, $1,000 prizes to the winning mayor's charity of choice. And so this year, Mayor Nolan was one of our three winners, and he chose the. I'm not even going to try it. The Hayfield. We're here tonight to do the official check presentation, and with that, we'd like to do a little picture.
Sure.
Kevin, if you don't mind, I have two trustees that I know.
Absolutely.
There's more. Mr. Hill and Councilwoman Kane.
Sure.
Can you keep that screen down?
Yeah. Mr. Boucher Field.
What he said.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'll go up to the other side. Or wherever you need to talk about it.
Basically, the Monmouth County Community Development Block Grant Program provides funding in the county through different ways and means of public projects and also to private nonprofit groups. Funds may be used for acquisition, public facility improvements, construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, and installation of public facilities. Nonprofits can also apply for monies for labor, supplies, and materials, but governing bodies and municipal governments cannot apply for that type of money. So we do compete with nonprofits in that realm as well. Some of the examples for that would be your healthcare facilities, some of your private or the nonprofit healthcare, like the Parker Clinic. There's different food banks throughout the county that also apply for funding as well. So the competitive nature of the funds is we can apply for up to $250,000 for a specific project. There's no match requirement, but as we all know, $250,000 anymore is not as much as we'd like it to be. For Highlands purposes, over the years, we've been very successful with the program, and it goes back very many years, but various road projects were done. Highlands Firehouse did receive partial funding and maxed out, I believe, at $250,000. The community center improvements a couple years ago. The electrical upgrades for three emergency generators were done within the last couple years, and that's been finalized. And most recently, we did have road and drainage improvements, a continuation of matching other funds down along Bay Avenue from Snug Harbor down to Gravelly Point. That project is currently underway. What we're here tonight to discuss is if there's any participation from the audience as well. If you have any suggestions, the governing body's certainly willing to entertain that. The project time frames are that we must apply for the money by June 1st, 2012, so we do have our work cut out for us. After that, the county reviews the applications for completeness, and then they set up the appropriate guidelines, and meetings are held in August where all community development reps from each of the communities in Monmouth County do attend and review all the projects in unison. So it's a very extensive project. We're committed to being a part of that. After that, you know, once the funding comes in, if we're notified that we're successful, these guys can tell you as well, sometimes they give you a letter saying, yes, congratulations, you received the money, and then it's 6 months, 8 months, 9 months down the road. But until the funds, if we're notified that we're successful, until the funds are actually released from HUD to the county is when we can really say that, you know, we're ready to put the shovel in the ground. So on that note, Mayor, I'd like to open it up.
Sure. Now, is there any suggestions we have so far, Mr. Hill? Or
we did have the Citizens Participation Group meeting the other day. It was held May 14, 2012, 2 p.m. here. We did have in attendance Mr. Anthony Bucco, a resident of Highlands, and Mr. Raymond Vargas, who was the first aid captain. Out of that discussion, and this is, you know, verbatim to the degree of minutes, Mr. Bucco suggested that any project submitted this year should address flooding issues, if at all possible, and Mr. Vargas also concurred with that. At that point,
do we have any specific?
They didn't give us any specific area or direction. We know for a fact that the borough has many different projects potentially in the realm of, you know, looking to seek funds, but we want to get the public input and then we have a decision to make. So at this point, if we can.
Would the North Avenue's pump station be?
I think any project, actually all projects, I shouldn't say all projects. There were many projects reviewed with the county as a precursor to this. We threw a lot of things out there. And I don't want to lead the audience in any way, shape, or form, but yes, projects like that were mentioned.
They look favorably on those type of projects?
They look favorably. A project like that is pretty unique, but that's not to say.
But it has a big impact on it.
Generators were never funded in my years of sitting there, and we got funding for that. So if it's a real solid, valid project, and it shows a community need, it certainly is something that could be possibly looked at.
Okay. Let's open up the public hearing. Anyone have any suggestions specifically as it relates to the community development block grant? Any areas or projects? Sir.
About beautification of Bay Avenue.
Name and address. I'm sorry. Name and address, please.
Scott Seifert, Prospect Street.
Okay.
How about something? Bay Avenue looks pretty horrendous lately.
Okay.
Trees cut down, intersections falling apart. How about something? Do they fund beautification projects, crosswalks, and all that kind of stuff?
They have funded those. We've also applied for those and not received funding, but it's a point well taken.
I mean, it's the main street of the town, and it really does look a little bad lately.
Okay. Any other suggestions?
Yes, Tara Ryan, 17 Ocean Street, building on Scott's suggestion. How about information kiosks, perhaps by the ferry and at the other end of town, where people are going in and out of the bike lanes with Sandy Hook, not specifically for bikers, but general information about what we have in town. I know we have a Wayfarer sign, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
What they're called? And that's great, but I think that if people are going to stop, perhaps they want something bigger, like a map, and a little history of islands or something.
I would never say that community development wouldn't fund something of that nature.
Okay, but you want something
more impactful for
a lot of times. They look at what we consider the bricks and mortar type effect of projects. But
to answer the part of that, Tara, we have something coming with the help of C Street down at their facility that just came out of other discussions that myself and council people had with them.
Okay, so we're really looking for something to fix.
Well. That's not that wouldn't be an impact or beautification wouldn't be a big impact. There's two sides of it. Beautification is going to cost, let's say we're talking about cobblestones or light, that's millions for all Bay Avenue. So they're a fun percentage out. We have to be ready to bomb the rest.
Okay. How about fencing and signing a dog park?
would take care of that.
Well, we did have conversations about with different council people and myself and Mr. Hill. And Dale has been asked to draw plans for do something with a passive park at Stymies. So that might be something. But I don't think that's not going to cost that type of money. You know what I mean?
No, not at all. Yeah, we did meet today. Mm-hmm. About the park up there. The only thing with the dog park, I'm a little leery of a dog park on a highway.
Running out on the highway. I agree with you. Yeah. But just a regular passive park with benches and whatever, but it's not going to be 200,000.
You know, we might have to find another
location.
Okay. We spoke last year about another location, but I'm not going to take the time up now.
Name and address. Okay. Ms. Dibble?
Laura Dibble, 32 Fairways Park. Where that bulkhead is by Washington Avenue, like over there where they have those couple of stairs where you can go up the stairs to look over. Marine Place, right. I couldn't remember the name of that. Wasn't there something in the works to put a walkway back there so that people could walk and actually see over the...
I think the original plans had that in there. That was probably 13 years ago. Yeah.
That was never built.
I know. I looked at it. I see it.
You wouldn't even know there's ocean on the, there's water on the other side of that.
Let alone the rusting bulkhead.
Yeah. I don't know if that's something that they might
be... No, it's definitely a good suggestion.
Maybe that could tie into the Washington Avenue repairs, doing some kind of cosmetic on that area where between the bulkhead repairs and the street.
We definitely have some sinkholes and some washing away on all around the bulkhead down there.
Right, and probably need to do some bricking or pavement work or something like that.
Fill or something, yeah. Okay, thank you. Brian?
Brian Cobb, 11 Recreation Place. It's somewhat flooding related. Might be Mr. Buckley's test. The Huddy Park, I've seen the flooded area that's now... Everyone's aware the Huddy Park on the east side, northeast side, is lower and it's been flooded out. All the grass is dead. And we have the farmer's market starting up sometime in July. It's just a mess there.
It's actually a project being done right now.
Because okay. I saw the stakes out mm-hmm. and no work has been done. Yeah. So it's in the works.
There's work behind the scenes being done, you know, setting everything up.
It's already funded.
There are under drains being created and then side installed. Essentially raising the grade a little bit.
To help it out. Any other suggestions? Yes, sir.
Tony Hostel from Prospect Street. Spring Street over here, I believe that's the thoroughfare to the, I guess, where the trash collection to do the recyclables or something.
The maintenance yard, yeah.
Yeah, the maintenance yard. It really does look horrendous and building on area improvements, especially running through the part of town. I've noticed we've lost a couple of commercial dwellings, the spa, the Little Treasures over there, some of the businesses, the empty storefronts. That area consistently is riddled with potholes, and there's oils from the truck going back and forth, and it looks horrendous. So maybe also to side note that, because that kind of does, it's a very small street, but it is right in
paving, grading, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that area is in tough shape. Spring mm-hmm. Street, and then right in front.
That's a good suggestion. Okay. Yes, sir.
Joseph Hawley, Short Drive. I don't know if you could do that, but could you use some of the money to renovate the Borough Hall?
Basically for municipal buildings and facilities like that, they'll let you do ADA accessible type issues remediation as part of. So if you had a $2 million renovation and $250,000 of that was ADA accessible type issues, signage and the like, that's where it would come into play. But they won't allow you to do just, renovations to the Borough Hall with that type of money.
There is money out there to move the Borough Hall out of a floodplain, which we are in right now. I don't know that you'd get much grant money with the building in there, right? It's in the floodplain, and so you would have to make a total move to another area. Not that this would anywhere near cover that, but just so you understand.
To give you an example, Joe, some communities have done municipal buildings with elevators required,
right.
And they've applied for CDBG money to cover the cost of the elevators. So it has been applied for, but it depends on where you're at.
Ms. Bucko?
Carol Bucko, 330 Shore Drive. You know, you brought up the bulkhead down there by Marine Place, and it's all rusting. And I don't know if that's something grant-wise, but it's something that the town should take care of before it falls down.
If you actually walk down there, it's worse than the rusting. The rusting's bad enough, but that's an aesthetic. There is actually holes coming away on the bottom that we've filled in as time went by, but obviously as every time there's an incident or even a hard, you know, just a regular high tide that's a little more stronger than a normal one, it takes out more. So that is something we have been looking at and we're trying to address. That's going to be substantial cost to the borough, millions, to fix that the right way. Doesn't mean we're seeding it, don't get me wrong, but we're trying to find the dollars to do that without taxing people. Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to close the public portion. Discussion at the table? For any of the ones that were brought up or anything have their own idea?
Well, I think they're all good ideas.
They all have merit, no doubt about it.
I'd like to add, we have this ongoing project with the sidewalks on Bay Avenue on both sides where they pulled the trees out, and then the county decided that fixing the sidewalks, that was the end result. They weren't going to participate. So
they replaced them, right?
Yeah, we have this ongoing issue. It's a safety issue, among other things.
No, I had Tim and Reggie did an inventory of what we're talking about. We have addressed certain areas that our guys can fix at a minimal cost, and certain, obviously, that's a little more because there's stumps and roots and things like that. So that's something to consider also. We actually have some sort of map laid out already for it.
We're also working with L&M, I believe, Dale?
L&M.
L&M, sorry.
You're close.
Wrong contract. Because they're doing other work in town, so we've got them in town. We're going to have them take a...
Trying to get
L&L like is doing what?
They're doing Bay Avenue down the other side. So we reached out to them to quote a price, what it would cost them to, if they would hold their unit prices down there to fix the various sidewalk areas.
All the sidewalks that we talked about. That already
was under that contract.
Good idea.
We started that like a month ago, basically.
So that's correct. We do have to have a resolution to go forward.
Tonight.
We need to prepare, yes.
Okay. So. Does anyone have any other suggestions or piggyback on what Chris said?
I think North Street's a good.
The pump station?
No.
I would tend to agree.
There's some infrastructure work there, too.
Mr. Redmond, what do you think, sir?
North Beach.
Can we tie? Can we defer to Mr. Lubner for a second?
The pump station, it's twofold. I mean, obviously the overall structure needs help. You also have the electrical improvements on it, which really doesn't add to a lot of money. So we might be underselling ourselves with just the electrical upgrades. I would think either pipeline coming into either North Street or Valley would be a good project as well, unless we do like a full rehab of that North Street.
But we just got turned down for Valley.
For the state, the DOT did not see it. The DOT told us no in this round, for which I don't have a reason from them yet. But maybe community development might fund that. Either way, those two pipes, the pipe at Valley and the pipe at North, need to be redone.
Yeah.
You've got all
the that's holes. The most impactful.
The reality is, I mean, North Street might have a higher priority because at least Valley Street is working.
Right.
A little bit.
Sure.
All right. North Street, unless there's extraordinary effort taken, it doesn't work at all.
Right.
If Johnny goes away during a storm,
right, then nobody's
nobody monitors, nobody turns the pump on.
Exactly.
That's job security, yeah.
Well, maybe do a combination.
If we could potentially do a combination for that area, what the county would then do for presentation purposes, the presentation would be made on the entire project. They may ask us, and we'll know in advance to prioritize
what we want first, or
either because it's a
one or the other.
Then those are two common projects that make sense.
Okay.
And it's not just electrical upgrade. You want to fix the bar screen. You
yeah,
need
you
exactly.
Yeah,
right.
That's what he's
right.
saying.
Right, exactly. If that's 50,000 effort, we're eligible up to 250. Then
go
if
for
we
the
could expand on
right.
that somewhat.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Get what you can under the 250. Beck, what do you think?
That's
we'll go with the pump stations, we'll do a combination, and they might ask us to prioritize. Okay.
All right, so we have a resolution on this evening down the agenda, and we can fill in the blank that the project
and spell
is
it out.
For Valley and North Street.
Correct. Right, guys, we're good with that?
You have a resolution?
Yes, that's later on. Yes.
Okay. What's next, Karen?
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Okay, does anybody see anything on there they want to pull off? Questions or concerns?
Yes, the please pull off item. Social affairs permit.
This is just
127.
Which one, I apologize?
127, the license, the beer license.
The HBP.
Okay. Any reasons or questions? Anyone want to?
Is that for the claim?
Oh, you want to do it separate?
Separate, yes.
Okay, we'll stand that alone. Separate. Anybody else want to take anything off and do it separate, or? Okay. Seeing none, I will make a motion to move forward, removing 12-127 to be separated.
Okay. Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Ms. Kane. Mr. Redden?
Okay.
Mr. O'Neill?
Okay.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
So let's look at 12-127, please.
127, yes.
What was the, Mr. Francie or anyone else, any questions or concerns or comments on R12-127?
At this point, the only, I've been contacted by the VFW, and there's this problem that comes up annually about the beer, the HBP in the first couple of years had an arrangement with the VFW where they shared the beer. I don't know all of the details, but at this point, the VFW has asked to be allowed that the beer dispensing stop by the HBP until such an agreement is worked out. So I don't know where this is going, but at this point, I think the HBP has to contact the VFW and work it out. I mean, this has been going on, and it shouldn't be this hard. So, and the VFW at this point is saying that they haven't been contacted. So,
Carly, you'll get your chance. Mr. Mandra, did you want to weigh in on, or any comments on that, or?
No, we're willing to do it. The big program is let them go back to the wine and we'll keep the beer. It's only been 2 years. They had it the first year. Shared.
Okay.
The second year, last year, they just went away. You want to put the VFW out of business? Take the beer away from us.
Okay. Carlo, you want to say anything for HBP represent?
No.
No comment? Okay. Anybody else have any comment up here?
Yeah, something has to be worked out. Something's not right.
Okay. Could we ask the two groups to have a conversation and report back to us?
Well,
we have, you know, obviously the we have another meeting before the clam fest. Okay.
We need to approve what you can do, but have the beer open. Can we?
And we've had the problems with losing the lines. The economy is really bad. The vendors aren't signing up for anything. We're down 20 vendors for the craft show. People just, you know, the economy is not good.
Does somebody oversee me not to
we still need the same amount of money. The generators, electric,
your cost has stayed the same,
cost
what you're saying.
Stays the same.
Usually so does, or gets higher.
We have to have some way to generate $35,000 to $40,000.
But weren't you selling one had domestic?
Didn't 1 year we have domestic and one imported the other?
We gave a donation to them.
Okay.
So we both sold both?
But that's not how it was originally agreed upon.
No, that was the original agreement.
I thought at some point, I could be wrong.
Myself, Jay, Mr. Conrad, Mr. Manager, we all had a meeting at Bars, and we gave them domestic beer sales, and we gave them a check for like $3,000. I can produce the cancel check. Plus, we paid them to use the VFW lot for
rides or whatever it was at that point.
17 years, yes. And we really need that lot this year because we have found a really nice little ride company that's willing to give us a chance.
Have you guys worked that out yet?
Well, I introduced the gentleman to Mr. Mandrad. He was going to talk to the members and let me know.
We agreed on a lot that you use half the lot. Mm-hmm. That's it.
No, no, I just want to make sure we at least have that conversation. You know what I mean?
I just think it needs to get worked out before we approve it. That's
domestic beer for the VFW. We had people over there that handled it.
I have to cancel.
We haven't got the men to work over here. But last year,
are you doing
they
it
didn't
this
have
year?
BFW nothing. They just went into domestic beer and all the beer, and we took a beat. We lost our money. I had to take money out of our funds, their CDs. We had to check in to pay our insurance.
Okay.
We're paying insurance for a year. We're paying for licenses for a year. They don't pay anything.
Your cost to stay the same.
Our
cost
to stay the same. And we're going to, 2 years we'll be out of business. And that's what they want. They
okay.
want us, the veterans, the BFW, out of hand.
That's not true.
I don't know if that's true, Mr. Manager, in fairness.
That's what we feel.
Okay.
What would happen can I just say something? It's just one thing I'd like to ask. If we never had a clam fest at all, where would you be right now?
We'd be doing other things. And we still have a fest. We have our own picnics like we used to have.
Well,
we sold beer.
My question
right
is
now,
that
the thing here is we let them handle the wine. We let them go into the wine. They never handled. In 15 years that clam fest has been here, they only did the wine and beer for 2 years. It's always been the BFW. But then she figured she can take money from the BFW, and that's what she did.
That's not true. We have an agreement. We donated $3,500.
What's the agreement this year?
There is none, obviously.
There was none last year neither.
Who's going to mediate?
I'll stick with that.
Okay.
And the reason we had to go to the back of the BFW is the chief did not want our beer being sold around the children.
The rides and stuff, right.
Here's in the middle of the Clam Fest is a beer garden.
Okay, Mr. Mandra, Ms. Braswell, would you be able to sit with a representative from the governing body and try to work out an agreement?
Unless you want to do it yourself.
Then we might be in the same situation at the next meeting.
We did that the first year. Jay and myself, we all met at bars.
I don't want to sound rude. I don't care where you guys meet, but clearly you got to get together and work this out.
Is that an offer, Mr. O'Neill?
I'm here.
So we'll table this until...
I'll referee.
Mr. O'Neill will report back to us the status and progress of it, and if he sends you an email or comes in and tells you we need to have it at the next meeting, have it
can
at the next
we
meeting.
Approve the permit? Absent the beer discussion so that you can move ahead?
There's no rush for that.
There's no rush. Okay. Excellent. That's cool.
So that was offered by Mr. O'Neill?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Francie. Mr. Redmond?
Okay.
Mr. O'Neill?
Sure.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Keene?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Let's everybody try to have a resolution for the next meeting, if possible.
Play nice, guys.
Resolution R12-119, this is a resolution for the application for the CDBG grant authorizing engineer to proceed. So I would need a motion to offer that with the project description, which I believe would be North and Valley Street Pump Station.
North Street Pump Station Rehabilitation Project.
And what about Valley Street?
It was North and Valley.
North Street and Valley.
No, I thought you said
North Street Pump Station and piping coming into it, I thought. Was it both pump stations?
No. The Valley Street is just the street work.
Just
exactly.
The street work, yeah.
Right.
So it's North
but Street. It has to mention that in there.
So, but I thought they were doing North and North.
North and Valley.
Didn't you say then they prioritize and tell us what ones?
Yeah, we can. I just thought I want to make sure we're on the right page. North.
Total refurbish of North.
And then Valley as the street?
Correct.
North Pump Station, Valley Street.
So not the North Street pipe coming into it.
I thought you were doing the North Street pipe.
Yes. Refurbished.
Be quite honest, that some of that would have to be done too. The most important part is the bar screen and the controls.
Right. The pipe's been complete up to Johnny's place.
Right.
6 years ago.
Long time.
But then from there going up is where you're getting...
Up.
Up towards Bay.
Yeah, and I'm saying that's in the same state as Valley.
Yes. Okay.
There's plenty of water getting to North Street. It's just not turning on, and it's getting clogged.
Right, so it's just more of the rehab of the station on that one.
Correct.
And more, then, like you said, we don't want to do a shoddy.
Exactly.
We want to
the flapper valve doesn't work right down here. It's all sanded in, yes. Because the outfall has been restricted too much for it to lift.
Oh, okay.
We have to look into that. Plus... The well is being leaked into by infiltration with sand and such, so that needs a lot of work down there.
Yeah. And then the second part of that would be Valley Street Pipe.
Depends who does.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's
we know what we're doing.
Station and Valley Street Pipe.
Correct.
Everyone good with that? All offer that?
Offered by Mayor Second. Jones. Second by Mr. Franti. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Franti?
Yes.
Ms. Kane stepped out. Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Karen, we want to table 12-123 to the next meeting?
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
That would be the Lieutenant Armenti's separation agreement.
And that's tabled to the next meeting. Offered by Mayor Nolan.
What's the date?
June 6th,
I think it is.
I believe.
Okay.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Franti?
Yep.
Ms. Kane has stepped out. Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Resolution R12-124, resolution appointing provisional part-time cashier.
Who put this on?
Just kidding.
Part-time cashier.
A temporary appointment expires this month.
So we're just reappointing the same person that has it. The same dollar amount?
She was temporary.
Now she's now provisional.
Okay. I'll offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Franti. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
I'll abstain.
Mr. Franti?
Yes.
Ms. Kane stepped out. Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Is there a four? Because I have a number four. Is there any on like a new one?
No.
Okay. No, I just want to make sure.
Next item is
Borough
Engineer Status Report.
Borough Engineer, please speak to that.
First project is the 2011 road improvement project. The contractor is proceeding with the concrete work on Valley, which started last week. The contractor also performed test pits on Woodland, which we currently have results and are analyzing. That's essentially what's going on so far in that project, just in the onset of construction. Highland Avenue, I'm going to spend a little bit of time on talking about some of the delays and why things are we're delayed and where we are, just so everyone's aware. Essentially, the project has been delayed, we've talked about in prior meetings, as a result of numerous utility conflicts. As a reminder, the gas and the water companies installed their new utilities, which ended up being in direct conflict with our proposed drainage, even after they had our plans. We tried to circumvent this by providing our plans ahead of time, and it didn't work out. The information the water company provided on Miller during design was not what was found in the field during construction. So what we typically do is we send our plans out to utility companies, ask them to mark up where the utilities are located. They did that, and then when field condition, when we're out during construction, the utilities were not where they were indicated. Then later on, the contractor had marked out the water, had gotten the water main marked out, and when they started digging for the pipe, it was revealed that that markout was not proper. And it wasn't revealed until a drainage was being installed, and as you all know, we had a water main break. Now, these conflicts have caused us to redesign a drainage on numerous occasions on particularly Miller and Highland. So now we know where the utilities are. We've got the latest redesign on that. The contractor now has to order additional inlets and manholes, which are now in fabrication. We expect that work would be commencing after Memorial Day weekend. Typically, it's a 1-2 week fabrication period, so that's where we are right now on the status. We're also looking at putting in additional drainage at Lighthouse and Ocean intersection to capture more of the runoff due to the slope and the high velocities of the runoff coming down the hills. With this drainage, if we add that into the contract, it may result in a slight increase in the contract amount. We don't have those numbers yet. We're discussing it with the contractor now, and we will certainly advise. But on this size project, I don't anticipate being a huge number. Moving on to Bay Avenue. The contractor has been installing the drainage pipe. We had discussed previously about, we don't want to be in Huddy Park during Memorial Day. We discussed about getting that work done. It looks like we're gonna ask him not to start that work until after Memorial Day weekend, so there's no conflict. And then the last project I have to discuss is the transfer switch project is complete. And that's my report.
Thanks, sir.
Glad to answer any questions.
Appreciate it. Anyone have any questions for our engineer?
I
need table.
on Highland Avenue. Have we seen dimensions for the speed humps?
Nothing yet, just what we had on the plan as far as the location and what they've been on, but they haven't submitted anything. It's going to be an asphalt hump, so I mean, it'll just be an extra quantity, so to speak.
Just two of them.
Yeah.
Right, and it's the dimensions are very specific.
I'm sorry?
The dimensions are very specific, so they would have to match the plans. Right.
On the Bay Avenue, I see them working around the Jones Creek storm drain.
Mm-hmm.
Have they resolved that... Are they going to resolve that constriction that exists there?
No, they can't. That's a large fix because of the shading that's involved with that. That adds about $100,000 to the contract, so we kept that out of there. But there's other drainage issues they're resolving along that stretch of bay. But the restriction would be done as part of the flood project just because of the cost of it.
Okay.
Anyone else? Okay. Thank you, guys.
Excuse me. I had Antonio Marcello. I had a question about Prospect Street. I
see.
I'll let you answer that in public, if that's all right, sir. They'll still be here.
Okay.
Yeah. DEP proposed coastal waterfront access. Who's speaking of that?
I received a memo from the Monmouth County Planning Board with regard to the DEP's proposed coastal waterfront public access rule.
Okay.
Basically, they're saying there's unfunded mandates. The rules are particularly harsh in some aspects and inconsistent with the recent legislative modifications to the municipal land use law. And the comment period expires May 10th.
Okay. Which is
Friday. Yep. I would like to go on record opposing them.
Okay. Anybody else have a comment?
Should we have Mr. Hill send something opposing?
Please.
Is that
Do
your
you
motion?
Have any,
I have a motion. Mr. Hill can draft up a
motion, okay.
I'll second it.
Second by Mayor Nolan. Draft opposition.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next thing is review of planning board comments. We have the first one is for ordinance 0-12-9, and then we'll be moving on to 0-12-10. In 0-12-9, basically the planning board reviewed the amended version, and they recommended that the phrase mid-size set forth on page 3 in section 5.K be replaced with the phrase mid-rise.
That was just a typo.
It was just a typo. I talked about that to planning board.
We've been talking about this for about 2 years now, guys. Anybody have any other comments, or are we going to go out to notice?
Mr. Padula, are we ready to send notice to is this administrative, or do we have to reintroduce?
This would, no, it's administrative.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're ready to proceed with our June 20th hearing.
Okay. Do you need any motions?
We don't need a motion, right?
Nope.
Okay.
With regard to 0-12-10, they had no new comments.
And that's something we've talked about numerous times at the table. This is the ordinance about the zoning on Bay Avenue, Shore Drive.
There was a comment that it was there was a finding that it was inconsistent, but there was no recommendation. So you would still need a resolution to ignore the...
Should we say that tonight?
We'll do that
no, we could do it at the next meeting
okay.
because your public hearing is not until the 20th.
Until the 20th, okay. So we're gonna make both on the 20th of June, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Seasonal employment?
Mr. Hill?
Yeah, Mayor, I just wanted to bring to the attention of the governing body. As per the budget submitted by each department, we are seeking to fill part-time seasonal employees in various departments, including recreation, beach, summer food, beach would be lifeguards, one office clerical position, and the DPW workers that we put in place in the past.
What you've done every year, basically.
We've done it every year. I'm just... giving the governing body the heads up that we are going to be moving forward the process. If anyone would like to file applications for such employment, they should do so immediately.
You're going to put it on the board also, Mr. Hill?
Put it on the board, we'll advertise, and we'll conduct interviews at the pleasure of the governing body.
Anybody opposed to that or move forward? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hill. Short-term rentals, I know we had a lengthy conversation about this at the council meeting last time, and I know we talked about it on our own between each other. Mr. Hill, I know you were working on it.
Mr. Francis, I did prepare some notes from the meeting we had the other day, if you want.
You want to read them?
Okay.
Yep.
Basically, with regards to the short-term rentals, we know there's been some discussion We did conduct a meeting, Mr. Francie, Mr. Redman, our construction official, our code enforcement, our zoning officer, and myself were present. Basically, and this is just notes of what was discussed, some of what's going to come about is how it's permitted, whether it's going to be permitted in the future. The governing body is going to have choices to make in terms of knowing the community impact on how short-term rentals actually impact each neighborhood. And we have to define short-term rental. I think that was one of the outcomes that was very highly debated and discussed. But right now, under the current ordinance, if you do have a short-term rental and you are a landlord and you're registered as a landlord and you don't have a mercantile, you are required to have a CO upon the change of occupants. So in a short-term rental situation, I think folks can understand how that can be problem area in terms of managing. One of the suggestions was perhaps, and this will come up as a recommendation, of maybe defining short-term rental as a minimum of 5 days, not to exceed 30 days. And there again, that's just a recommendation and discussion. We also have to look at the legal aspects of any restrictions that we may try to impose, and of course, that's always out there for us. Also on how, where, why, and if we're going to regulate it, how it's going to be managed, what type of fees we can impose. There may also be a lodging fee that we're looking into that could become part of the process if the governing body goes that far. We also know management and enforcement with parking and all the issues that surround anything of that type are going to have to be addressed. And I think the members and the people present at that meeting were very, very aware of that. There again, the definition needs to be clarified, and we're going to meet again and try to come up with a recommendation to the
Can you guys meet before the next council meeting?
I would say absolutely, okay. Yes.
Could we also get some sample ordinances from like towns? And
I was going to say that's...
try to put together a...
Yes.
And we can all get us all copies and we can talk about it at the next meeting?
And I believe we sent out a cease and desist notice to anybody that we know that was doing it.
I believe those notices were sent out to those that we know who may be in violation or they've been told to adhere to the current...
Right, that's to our current ordinance.
Yes. Okay. Not really a cease and desist.
So yes. You guys are going to get together again, get us all samples. I know you have them already, I'm sure.
Well, there's lots of information.
Right, and can we all get it? And any other thing that comes up at the next meeting?
Absolutely.
That you guys have before our next council meeting.
Mayor, at this point, I don't think this is a two-week process.
Okay, you want to do it on the 20th?
No. I don't think we can formulate complete recommendations in a two-week time frame.
That's what I'm saying. So you can go out by the 20th.
Well, it may even take longer than that. Not for lack
of summer.
I understand that, but not for lack of work as much as at this point. It's a big subject.
I mean, maybe it cooled out.
There are towns around us who are burying their head in the sand about it.
But let's get everything that we can for the next meeting. We'll talk about it again.
Yeah. Right.
Any updates and some like agenda? Like
the next workshop meeting,
towns.
We should have a
council
discussion.
Yeah. Right. And if you can get like three, what did we say, Point Pleasant, Elmore?
Yeah, three towns.
Okay.
I was surprised at how few local towns don't even deal with it.
It's a little,
I think it's a new, commonly new issue. I mean,
It's new because of the economy.
Everybody thinks it's the Belmar Point Pleasant issue. But
HBP Adopt the Bench program. It's probably going to be a couple people speaking on that. Carl, you want to start us off?
Do you have a copy of the letter? I know we got
We had it in our packets for sure.
Okay. I just gave Mr. Hill we got the price quote and the drawings very late in the day.
Do you have enough for everybody or no?
I don't.
That's
I gave Mr. Hill one so he can share with Rick and Kevin and you can share with this is printed in color. I wanted you to see
the
it.
$1,600 is per bench?
Basically, what we're asking on the letter, it says we want you to ask for approval of an adopt-a-bench program. It's not so much anything to do with the pricing, but basically we would like your a resolution, your support to put the program in place, and people would be able to adopt a bench for $500. It includes, and if you look in the package, there's a back on the bench. These are the benches that we were able to get the specs from Ms. Monte Calvo from the DOT under the bridge.
So they look like the same benches
that are on South Bay Beach. And then we thought with the sponsors, I met with Mr. Hill and Mayor and yourself, Mayor Nolan, about not wanting the carved benches and using the plaque with the inlay. So if you look on the quote, it's $32 an additional bench just to have the inlay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
also, just think it looks better.
They also actually provide the plaque and the quote and the carving. So we, you know, put it $500. That would cover shipping.
So it's 500 events to go with this?
All the costs associated. Okay. There is a larger bench. I gave you two options, mm-hmm. a 6-foot bench or an 8-foot bench. We'd like to implement the program to give people an option. Obviously, if they want to pay a little more money, we can get a bigger bench. But basically, the concept is just to approve the program, and then we would set it up similar online and have applications for interested participants at Borough Hall. We, you know, similar to like the Wayfair system, but we would want the guidelines to be strictly adhered to so that everything was uniform and consistent.
Here's the only problem, and it's not a problem, something you got to think about. If we do the 6 or 8, you can't have a 6, 8, 6, 8. You know, you kind of got to have, you're going to have one park 6 foot,
right.
1 8, or one area.
Well, just want to get pricing for both to give you guys an option. The ones that are on South Bay Beach are 6 foot.
Right.
They're fine.
Yeah, they look good.
The inlay, the carving, what do they call it, the gutter for the name plaque,
right,
would be centered on the 6 foot bench. And there's a picture of what the carvings would look like. So in other words, it would be right in the middle here on the bench. And then people's name.
It wouldn't be the date like we've seen in the summer where it's the whole size of the...
Right, and we're not going to have... Nice. It's just basically either going to be, you know, whatever, Nolan family,
whatever, right, yeah.
Or if somebody, you know, wanted to do and in memory of, but something tasteful, not where we're going to be having messages
no,
or
no.
Advertising or anything.
Shout
like
out
that.
To Carla,
like, on the program.
Dale.
And we just thought it'd be a way to.
But it could have like a company like T&M.
Right, we have, we actually have a
first customer.
We already have a first customer.
She has commitments to quite a bit,
four
right?
Ventures,
yeah, so. Wasn't that at $1,000 a bench too?
Not
that they got to buy double now, but I mean, you had, we had a handful at $1,000 a bench. Yeah.
We were waiting for
okay.
The pricing. So yes, and then
which
also
is why
the,
if you take away the cost of the bench, the park on the hill wouldn't cost. What's it going to cost? You know, to do that.
And it could be really for any park. I guess we'd have to spell that out
In the ordinance.
Yeah, it would
and
be.
And I'll go work with Mr.
Right.
Bill.
It would be up to the discretion of
right.
the governing body.
You can do townwide, though, couldn't you?
Yeah, but the placement.
The
we
placement.
Don't.
Oh,
yeah.
We're not going to have
we would that. Work with Mr. Hill. We're basically just facilitating the program to get, you know, some new benches, some
right.
more public area improvements.
Okay.
You know, at no cost. To
so moving forward, you would need a resolution from the town.
Yeah,
correct?
Supporting the program. Adopting this particular bench that matches under South Bay Beach. If you wanted to change the color, basically it should be a resolution that outlines the bench.
That'd be exact, right? Yeah.
Right.
So you need us to pick it?
Can we do that for the next meeting?
Well, I gave you the specs already. What is quoted here is the same benches we have, and I think
which I think we should go with that. Yeah.
Wanting to use the same benches for consistency, right?
I agree.
What's the 15%?
Looks like a discount.
Oh, you get a discount for multiple benches because we already have the benches in town. Because just negotiating them. Just negotiating the price, that's all. For multiple if you buy multiple for the four. Because I the reason I did four as the initial is because I know we have a commitment for four already. I also spoke with president of the garden club, and she was gonna maybe address the garden club. Maybe they have some interest in adopting some of the benches as well. So it really would be open to anyone that you know wants to.
Well, let's set it so it's approved by the. You don't want to. You don't want to have.
Right.
I can think of a few.
Right.
You know
everything
I mean?
Has to be consistent, uniform, match the benches we have, and we want it to just be strictly adhered to and. a well-managed adoptive bench program so we can get some new
benches. Is everybody good moving forward? Mr. Francie, any comments? Okay. Rick, you okay?
We'll do a resolution at the next meeting?
Yep. Right, you can have that together, right, Bruce?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mantra, yeah.
I just put that motion while you're at it. The veterans talked about it before. That veterans park, when it was put up, was for the veterans. And it was supposed to be veterans who were supposed to be consulted. We know nothing about these benches. Why don't you just take the veterans' name off it?
It's not mentioned in the park, Mr. Mantra. We're putting them townwide.
Townwide? You're going to put them down in the park. But we don't, anything that goes in that park should be agreed upon by the veterans.
Okay.
That was the deal in the beginning.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to donate a one in that park to the veterans. My own personal money. Yeah. For the respect for you guys.
I think we're going to take the veterans' name off. Put the statues up and get everything.
Okay.
Take it away from the veterans.
All right. Anything else? Do I have a current copy?
And then just that's the other thing. Do we want it to
there is
just,
one more?
Yeah.
Washington Ave. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What? I'm sorry.
Okay. We can discuss it with Mr.
Okay.
So we're going to do a resolution for the next meeting.
Correct, please. Number 8 is Washington Avenue Repair, Captain's Cove Marina.
Yes.
Mr.
This is...
Guys, please.
We're going to have a discussion on the Washington Ave repair. It's linked to the Captain Coe's Marina. We've been doing a lot of discussion in executive because at this point there is a this is a matter of the town. There is potential litigation involved, but we are going to discuss it now just to, it's kind of, we're coming up on an anniversary for the storm. Washington Avenue is still unrepaired, and unless we move off the dime, it's going to stay that way unless the town does something precipitous on its own, all right, in terms of spending money to repair it. And so that there have been a set of conditions that we've created for Mr. Rosiak so that he has to comply with as he repairs his marina. One of them was getting engineering approval of his design, which we have finally got. We asked for a list of slips to be removed from service, which we finally got. We've got easements giving him access to the dead men that are in the middle of Washington Avenue and giving us access to the drain. Those easements are still a work in progress, but we're close on that. The last two issues are a performance bond and an inspection fees.
That's agreed to, though. Performance.
And at this point, we got word from Rosiak, Mr. Rosiak, today that he's agreed to the performance bond. So the only outstanding issue is the inspection fee, and Mr. Rosiak is steadfast opposed to paying that. From my point of view, this could drag on more and more as Mr. Rosiak drags his feet. He just, I guess there's a consensus up here that no matter what we do, Mr. Rosiak may not do the work. And my purpose tonight is to put out a resolution that at this point acknowledges the substantial compliance by Mr. Rosiak with our requests, leaving the open issue of the engineering inspection as, at this point, Mr. Rosiak, you have to do the job right. Your mercantile for your entire marina is at risk if you don't do it right, and I am confident that's sufficient impetus to get Fred to do the job right. And so with that, I'm offering a motion that at this point removes the inspection as a requirement and instructing our lawyer to work with McKenna's lawyer, with Rosiak's lawyer, at this point, remove all obstacles to Fred getting started. And the exact wording of the resolution, I need some help with, Mr. Padilla.
I guess it's a motion to remove from the set of conditions previously relayed to Mr. Rosiak the condition of providing an inspection escrow for the borough engineer to provide an inspection to the work to the roadway.
And right. What would they be using that money to inspect?
I think that's a question for the engineer. There's
so the inspection would be for the subsoils under the roadbed, the replacement of the roadbed, curbing, anything that would be removed or impacted by the repair of the bulkhead as relates to the dead man.
So it would be to make sure the integrity of our road.
Exactly.
And our sewer.
And our sewer main, right, and the drain.
Exactly.
And what kind of are we talking about? How much dollars and cents did we ask for?
Our initial condition we said was $5,000.
And you know, my thought is perhaps reducing that to $3,000 and you know, if it certainly becomes an issue, if you get he'd replenish it, or if it's more than is needed, then he would get a return on the savings.
Okay, and Mr. Padula has made a call to Mr. Rosiak's attorney to offer the $3,000 but didn't get the whole of them, correct? Yeah. It was after hours, in fairness.
Yeah, and he told me earlier today, he actually talked about coming tonight, but he had another commitment. So
Mr. McKenna.
Mr. Okay. Rosiak, Rosiak has family commitments.
Correct, and I was told his mom is very ill, and obviously we feel bad for that. He's not here because of that. Okay, does anybody want to speak to Mr. Francis? Me personally, I think we have to watch the integrity of our road. That's why we asked him for the performance bond, which he is putting up. It's kind of odd that the performance bond, by the way, is on his performance. And he is offering to, he's willing to do that, but not put up the engineering money, which is kind of odd to me. But so I would not vote for that. Anybody else want to speak to it?
I don't think we're asking Mr. Rosiak to do anything more than we would ask another individual to do in the same circumstance with a similar project. I just don't. But his work directly affects the town's interest in it. Has to be inspected, just like any other job.
Just like any other job, exactly.
$3,000 on. I don't know how big this job is going to cost. It has to be $100,000. Isn't a lot of money. And like Mr. Keaton says, if you do the job in a timely fashion correctly, you get your money back. If you prolong for the rest of the summer. You know, and he has to send guys down here every once in a while because that's how you're moving. That's not good either. And it's going to cost you money.
Now, let me say something else, too. In the agreement that we have, to agreed in principle, except for the engineering, there are time limits on there. What did the exact ones get, Mr. Padula? I'm sorry. I don't know what
I don't remember. I can pull up the agreement.
Well, I didn't mention, and I should have, is that the resolution will incorporate the current time limits we have, which I think we said
6 months.
I'm sorry?
I believe we said 6 months.
No, that's the easement. That's the easement.
There were conditions on the mercantile license that work had commenced within maybe 30 days.
We want him to start working within 3 weeks.
Because of the ability to get the supplies and be done within 16, correct?
And be done within 15 weeks.
15.
And failure to do that, he loses his mercantile for the entire marina.
And in my mind, if you're going to meet that time frame, you couldn't. You're not talking about an engineer sitting there all day. You wouldn't really go over, in my opinion, the $2,000 to $3,000 amount.
I am not beginning to defend Mr. Rosiak.
I didn't think you were.
I understand that.
The interest of the town is held up. That's our job.
The road needs to get repaired.
I agree.
And Fred's in transience right now in getting it done. We need to take, in my mind, we need to take away any excuse he has for not doing it and let it be purely, Fred, you didn't do the work because you had no intention to. On that basis, we're going to start fining you daily for operating without a mercantile. We're going to get very tough. But the road has to get repaired is where I'm coming from.
Where are we at with the engineering on the road?
Basically, tonight we talked about the survey. We're at least going to get the survey done until we know exactly what direction we're taking.
So that has to happen anyway.
Sure.
Right. So you're going to get the survey done. Argument sake, when is that going to be done?
Next couple of weeks.
Okay, so by June 1st or later?
Probably a little later with the holiday coming up.
Okay, June. Oh, you got a holiday? June.
Not me personally.
June 5th, 6th?
We give it to them.
God, my. June 5th or 6th?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Okay. I think mid-June will be over.
So you couldn't start the road anyway till then, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now we went from 5,000 to 3,000. What would be the harm in waiting till he's done with the engineering specs? And I mean, I got to tell you, you should have an answer within 48 hours, Bruce, between $3,000 and $5,000, you know, lowering of the fee.
Yeah, I would expect.
I mean, either way, I think it's our responsibility to inspect it when it's our road.
It has to be, because if it's done wrong, you're going to spend millions, but hundreds
of
thousands.
You know, I'm okay letting go of some of the restrictions, but when it comes to that final inspection, it's really on our butt.
I think we should do the inspection. It's just that we're not going to be able to get Fred to pay for it. He's going to balk, and not do the road. That's where we're at.
That's in the ordinance, isn't it? Or you guys deal with that more than I do.
The ordinance says that they have to
be your street opening ordinance.
You've been more than amiable on this here, this whole thing alone. That street's not fixed is not because of a shortcoming of this table. We've done more than we really should have done.
I understand what you're saying, Ricky, but the road is not done yet.
He's been non-participatory or whatever the whole time, you know.
Well,
he tells us one day, yeah, as soon as you give me that, I'll be back tomorrow to get it done. 2 weeks later, it's still not done.
I don't want to waive the inspection.
That's what I'm
talking
about. I
would have waived other concessions.
Right.
But
now that they're all agreed upon. I mean, we did waive other things, too. Mr. Redmond, do you want to waive the engineering inspection?
No, I think we need it.
Okay. Okay, so why don't we just agree that if when he's done with the survey, we start repairing the road, and he has 2 weeks off, at least, it's maybe 15 days, whatever it is.
The problem is we can't repair the road until the bulkhead's done.
Right. So here's a perfect example of what you're saying, the other side of the argument. Would you let your property be condemned for $3,000? Your commercial marina.
I personally think that man might be capable of that.
Okay. And that's not on us. I can't get the house away.
But then
don't
the road is still not repaired, guys.
Oh, yes, it will be. Oh, yes, it will be.
If we spend another $500,000, well, that is the issue. It would be cheap. Be quite honest. But that's the problem. We're somehow forgetting the fact that to do the road, it's going to repair the road. If he does the bulkhead, it's going to cost us $100,000.
If you told me the materials are down there, the crew's there, they're going to start tomorrow, that might be another conversation.
I can't give you that answer.
No, I'm not asking you to.
I understand.
The fact is, they're not. They can't do it for at least 3 weeks.
But I don't think we should be, out of a sense of principle, moving ahead with the sheathing to isolate the marina from the road. That's $500,000 that everybody else has to pay. It would be cheaper.
No. We'll pay it up front. But I can assure you, I would move anyway to table
and leave the
property.
And what's going to happen there is you're going to have to go to court and prove, which is where he wants you to go anyway.
I got to be
honest. And rather than go to court over whose fault is what, I'd rather, at this point, have this intermediary step where we deny him the use of the marina and we fine him daily on mercantile.
He said he's going to pay it.
He's not going to pay that.
But that is a fight that we can win in court because he's clearly in violation. There's no he said, she said in that one.
All I'm saying to you is if somebody's willing to condemn their commercial income marina property for $3,000, then all bets are off. We got to fix the road. It's our job to fix the road. I'm done conceding to this guy. That's just my vote. We're ready to go. You'll be done by the 10th, call it, of June.
Well, that'll be surveyed. And you got to decide no matter which way we're going.
That's got to happen no matter what, though. Right. That's happening no matter what.
You don't have a sign.
Let's see if a mercantile was if my dad operated. Then we should get. Then he shouldn't be receiving any money for any of those slips.
But he's been receiving money.
Say that again.
He does not have a mercantile license right now for
correct.
The people who are in there. Either A, that he, we have to tell him that he has to evacuate everybody from there, out of the marina.
Absolutely.
Or pay for the $3,000.
Wouldn't it tell you common sense? He took more than $3,000 in rent.
Well, that's right. I understand that. I know that. That's why I say that's what you do.
And
move the boat.
And at this point, maybe have the police take down the registrations of the boats that are in there that have paid, people have paid up front.
Don't punish them, though.
No. Yeah, right. Well, that's closed.
Don't punish them.
Because you got one bad guy down there. I think we should wait. We should go along. Let Mr. Padula make his speech to
to Mr. McKenna and see if we can get the inspection fees for $3,000.
I mean, we're talking literally about the whole thing being held up for $3,000.
I mean, and in the end, we got to do the inspection.
Got
to
do it
anyway. Whatever way this table goes, you have to inspect that road.
There is no question about that. We're not talking about not doing the inspection. We're talking about who's paying for it.
He fixes the road. He has a performance bond on. The performance bond goes back when? How long is that for?
As soon as he's done working, the performance bond is canceled.
You guys check it out.
Canceled out. So
then do we require maintenance?
Are you going to require a maintenance bond?
Yeah.
We should require maintenance.
Typically, it's a 2-year maintenance.
But that's another requirement. That's another requirement.
We didn't put it out there, so we didn't put it out there now.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to meet the engineering one, and that's the last one.
If we're going to redo the road, it might be a moot point anyway.
We are.
But the whole thing with that is, you're going to give away the maintenance bond and the inspection fees. So the day he says he's finished with that job and walks off, the next Tuesday, a car comes by and it goes in a sinkhole, then where are we at?
You're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars, exactly.
So, like you said, if you got $1 million marine and you can't spend $3,000, you got to find a different business. Which, and not only that, he still hasn't complied with moving his boats off of our property and other associated things down there. It's not like he's
code things. Borough Clerk, I'm sorry, Mr. Francie made a motion.
He made a motion. Is this for a resolution? Or is it just a motion to...
Well, a motion, I mean...
To make a resolution.
Are essentially the same thing.
Okay.
But there was no second yet.
No, I just want to make sure it was official.
Oh, okay.
I was going to ask if it's a resolution. Are you going to read it? Is it... What
are we doing? Well, I read what he intended.
Okay,
if you want to refer back to that part in the minutes.
The proposed condition of inspection fees?
To remove the engineering inspection escrow as a requirement to moving forward. We can refer back to the tape when I read it when it was initially made.
All right, that's all for good, Mr. Francie.
Do you need a second if you want to vote? There's no second, the motion will die.
Motion fails for lack of second.
Okay. There's nothing else on there, right?
Public portion.
Mr. Manrod? You're up, sir.
I'm Manrod, 268 Bayside Drive. I'd like to ask the engineers about this project on Bay Avenue. If you're not going to straighten that pipe out, it goes directly into Jones Creek across Bay Avenue. You're going to have the problem with what we have now with the sand backing up. Every time it rains, the highway comes down, backs it up. You can't go with that L-shaped turn.
Right, Mr. Mandar, we are addressing that problem under the flood control project, which is separate and apart from the Bay Avenue project. The overall flood mitigation project we've been talking about for a couple of years that FEMA is currently reviewing for funding purposes. That restriction will be, it's going to replace a larger chamber, sheeting larger pipe into the creek. What will happen is that'll alleviate that restriction to keep the water flowing more smoothly, so to speak. But the cost of that was such a large cost, it couldn't be incorporated into this project. Plus, it's specialized work, beam sheeting, the bulkhead repairs, so we wouldn't be able to get an actual road contractor to do that under a normal road project. So we decided to keep it under the flood
project. That's the part that floods Huddy Park, because when it backs up by the BFW, and she goes right into Huddy Park, the water, and that, you're not going to stop it, because that pipe is half full of sand.
Right, well, part of that is we're doing some improvements in Huddy Park and out in the drainage system with the improvements we're doing in the actual roadway itself should alleviate that concern. That restriction there won't be addressed on this project, but the rest of the work that we're doing should alleviate that concern.
Well, are they going to dig out Jones Creek?
Not as part of this. It has to be done. You're absolutely right.
But again, it's going to be 6 feet below the street.
Right, I couldn't do that as part of this project, but you're right. That does have to be locked out.
As soon as it backs up, it overflows.
It'll be an ongoing improvement, so to speak.
Mr. Manager, we do have some communication with the freeholders about the other side, or you know where they always dug out. Yeah. I think they did it last time 5-6 years ago.
Right.
Dug out really well. Yeah. Okay. Scott at 15 Prospect Street. Scott.
Yeah. I'm here to talk about. Well,
Scott, I'm sorry. I couldn't read the last name. I apologize.
Seifert.
Thank you.
I'm here to talk about which I had the borough engineer look at with me. The last time, they're reconstructing the road again.
Okay.
After it's been dug up several times. The original contractor in there 5 years ago, when they lowered the elevation of the road in front of my house, lowered the grade in my driveway also. So he repaved my driveway, which barely exists anymore. So he repaved my driveway, and the driveway has since completely fallen apart, which we took pictures of the other day in the inspection. And I would like to get back what is rightfully mine, which is my driveway.
Okay.
When they resurface the road this time, I would like my driveway to be resurfaced also.
Are you guys aware of the
gentleman's I met Mr. Seifert last Thursday night. I noticed that his driveway, his neighbor's driveway, has become in a state of disrepair. In the travel lane where the wheels go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it was a bad subgrade issue, thin pavement, but whatever the case is, the fault driveways are in bad shape. Up to the pavement joints that were done during that prior project.
Okay, so we can take care of it?
If you guys would allow me to, I will have our contractor take care of it under this project.
Sir, could you send those to the table via electronic email, the pictures and everything that you have? Do you have that format?
Yeah, we can probably send it.
I took some photos. I can forward them to you.
Dale has them all?
Yeah, I took photos.
Get them
I can certainly forward them.
Is it normally our responsibility over these driveway aprons?
Normally, if we change the grade in the road, we have to change the driveway grades up to a point just to get them to blend back in, so there's no point.
Did that not happen?
It happened during...